Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, a.k.a. Love Goddess, Lady Love. Yes, we're going to get started with Earth, Wind, and Fire. We have an amazing guest speaker today, so I'm super excited. We're going to come back and pray in and open our lives for Michael Collins. So I just want you to get your journals, make sure you have your pens so you can take good, copious notes as we learn from the gift of Michael Collins today. I'm also excited to hear what God is downloading in him to share with us this morning. So make sure you invite a friend and let the healing begin. Let's start with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Keep your head to the sky. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes, keep your head to the sky. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that power and that presence. We recognize this great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names. We honor the presence as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So in this right now moment, I just want you to invite the presence. And as we move into the presence, I want you to become very intentional about the breath, because sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Power in the breath. I just want you to breathe. By taking in a deep breath, breathe it in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Sometimes, family, we forget to breathe. And as we come into the power of stillness, be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe, family. Let's breathe. And let's release. And I just want you to breathe in gratitude. As you move from your head, I want you to move right into your heart space. And just say thank you. Thank you. Let's breathe, family. Be still. And know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, family, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Oh, come, precious, precious Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Come, Holy Spirit. As I come before you today, I ask that every word of my mouth, come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart will come from my higher mind. Beloved, I am presence. That every word I speak will be your words, Holy Spirit, and every thought I think will be your thoughts. I ask you to remove all of me in this right now moment, that I will be filled by your presence, Holy Spirit, that as I speak the words in this prayer, that the words will be your words and none of me and all of you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And bring forth a fresh anointing upon this call right now, God. I ask you to bring forth fresh and new wineskins, fresh oil and new fresh and new revelations, Holy Spirit. Come. As I ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God, as we come together this morning in the oneness, one love, one understanding, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless Michael Collins this morning, God. I ask you to bless his mind. I ask you to bless his soul. I ask you to bless his body, God. I ask you to bless every word that he speaks. speak, God, that he will speak to somebody's heart this morning, God. I ask you to bless every word that will come from his mouth, that the words that will come from his mouth will sound like honey to those that will hear. And those that have been called to come forth to hear the words of Michael will be so blessed today. We just give thanks for the gift that you have given us this morning called Michael Collins, God. We thank you right now, God, for the blessings of each and every person who are coming to this line, God. We thank you for those who will come to the recorded line, God. We thank you for this opportunity to come and make manifest the glory of you together in this one space, God. We thank you, God, with a heart of gratitude today for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us today, God, as we decree and declare nothing but goodness today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we just bless every project today, God, that is in our hands today. We decree and declare blessings over our family, over our business, over our possessions, God, over our purpose, God. We thank you for marriages this morning, God. We thank you for those who are waiting for their loved ones to come into their life, God, their divine love, God. We thank you for our children. We thank you for every gift that you have given us in every area of our life. As we arise today to take our rightful place in this world, God, as we come forth today to decree and declare our purpose today, God, our mastery and dominion over the regions, God. We declare today is filled with strategic encounters, that this day is pregnant with purpose, promise, and potential, God. We speak that it is filled with wonderful surprises, with supernatural breakthroughs and miracles, that the best of our today will become the worst of our tomorrows, and that every day shall get sweeter and sweeter, Holy Spirit. Oh, as the day before, we decree and declare this moment as our defining moment right now, God. Oh, we give thanks right now for a prosperous, financial, free all day today, God. We declare that we will forever live in your promise in our life, God, that it is he that gives, you said in your word, it is he that gives thee the promise to get wealth, God. You said in your word, it is he that gives richly all things, God. And we declare it right now, God. We declare it, God, that we expect from you this morning, God, strategies for prosperous and successful living. Fill our mind with wisdom and knowledge of the true identity that you gave each and every one of us, that we was when we was formed and created in the womb of our mother's belly. Today we decree that we encounter empowered accomplishments that which we were born to do, God. We understand that our mission is clear, our vision is unobstructed, our intentions are pure, and our motivation is solid, our relationships are healthy, and that you, Holy Spirit, shall supply all of our needs, wants, and desires. Come, Holy Spirit, as we make our mark today, God, as we leave a legacy for the next generation, Holy Spirit, we thank you right now that everything we touch shall turn a prophetic gold this morning, God, that you will anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread our feet shall be upon holy ground, God, that we will be so anointed this morning that the anointing of Abraham will be upon us, that we will be so blessed, Holy Spirit, that even the blessed will call us blessed. We'll be anointed with the anointing of Solomon today, God. Not just wealth, but for the wisdom to move your kingdom on earth forward, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we just come today thanking you that we are anointed with the anointing of David, God, that our cup runneth over. Oh, we just give thanks right now, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. We just give thanks, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We give thanks that you said in your word, that even before I even uttered a word, you have heard my prayer. Thanking you that not one word will return void, God. And if there was anything, God, that needed to be honored in this prayer and didn't, I ask you to bring it forth right now and lay it before the altar of you, Holy Spirit. We give thanks, God. We give thanks, God. We give thanks right now, God, for the love and the joy that has been placed inside of us and called you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, God. I'm so grateful this morning. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. And we have an amazing guest speaker today. I'm going to play Kim, and then we're going to bring him right in this morning. And I'm super excited about his gift, about what God is downloading in his heart to share with us this morning. I just want to thank you for tuning in again to this beautiful experience called the Love Journey. And if you haven't had an opportunity to invite a friend, you know, text them right now, let them know they need to get on right now. Go on Facebook and let them know they need to get on right now and hear what Michael Collins is about to bring. Go on Instagram and go on all your social media pages and let them know. Invite a friend and let the healing begin this morning. This is Kim Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I wouldn't be here today.
Jesus.
Why don't you say it? Lord, I know that you're worth it. So I just ask you.
Just ask you.
And I keep on asking
you. Just ask you. I know.
Lord, I know. You set me free. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You can call on Jesus.
You can call on
Jesus.
When you need a friend. When your brother can't be found. You can call on
Jesus. You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus. Heavenly Father. Lord, I need you. All right. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Kim, Ron Isley, and Patty Lavelle. Jesus, yes. All right, family, I want you to get ready and put your hands together for this gift to the planet called Michael Collins. I'm going to let him introduce himself, who he is, and what's going on. So I just want you to put your hands together for Michael Collins, family. Good morning, good morning, Michael. Welcome to the Love Journey this morning.
Good morning, Janine. How are you today?
I'm super excited to have you here. Can you tell?
I can tell. And I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak and share and bring forth my love and bless everybody with what I've got to say.
Yes. Well, we're super excited to have you here. I thank you for coming. I thank you for saying yes. More importantly, I thank you for saying yes to your gift. So I'm going to let Spirit take over because I heard very good things about you. So I'm just really excited to hear your story. So who is Michael Collins?
Okay. Michael Collins is a man. Michael Collins is divine spirit. Michael Collins is the love of God in human form. Michael went to school, studied psychology. He studied many holistic sciences. He's worked in natural healing, worked in sales. He's done many different things. But all through his life, he has studied spirituality and how to increase and bring forth the power of the soul, that the only thing worth living for is the glory of the soul. And the more that we start to get into the glory of the soul and the glory of who we truly are, life is not about money. It's not about fame. We need money to survive. But that's it. You know, we don't need any other things. What we really need is peace of mind. What we really need is to be able to express the glory of who we are, the glory of our goodness, the glory of the God within us. Because when we do that, we form a community based on the higher spiritual principles. When we start to heal ourselves, and the word heal means to make whole. So when we start to make ourselves whole, what does that mean? We hear this all the time. Well, we have two divisions in our brain. We have the subconscious and the conscious. It's time for us to find ways to bring that subconscious, conscious mind together so that they're working as one. And when we look at the symbolism of all this, the conscious mind is the male energy, the subconscious mind is the female energy. When we start to break it down to its highest form, we realize that the male energy is the divine male energy, and the female energy is the divine energy of the mother. And when we bring those together, when we start to use those, we start to change our world. We start to empower excuse me,
mm-hmm.
we start to empower ourselves. We start to realize that the more whole that we become, the more that we look at things from both sides, the more, instead of looking at things with condemnation and judgment, we start
mm-hmm.
to look at things with understanding. So if I'm not judging you and I'm not condemning you, then I'm finding a way to understand you, and you find a way to understand me. So instead of putting up walls, we're putting up bridges, bridges that connect
mm.
us heart to heart. It's a network of bridges. And when we open ourselves up to our spirituality, we realize that we have this power within us. It's just a matter of shaping our consciousness so that we can understand and embrace who we truly are, instead of the judgment
mm.
and the criticism that keeps us separated. The more separation we have, the more we are robbed of our inner peace, the more we are
mm-hmm.
robbed of the glory of who we are, the more we are robbed of the glory of the I am. Because when you say I am, you are realizing that you are the divine. Just think about this for a second. All the power that ever was is here right now. All the power that ever was is here right now. Then say to yourself, I am an expression, primal will to good, which eternally creates and sustains the universe. The primal will to good, which eternally creates and sustains the universe. And just one more, the kingdom of spirit, my flesh.
Mm.
So just think of these. Just think of these three things. The kingdom of spirit is embodied in your flesh. So anything that you do is of a spiritual nature. When we remove the mask, when we remove the persona that takes us away from who we truly are, when we remove that mask that takes us away from our heart, which takes us away from our ability to love, to express love, to walk in love, to walk in peace, when we start to remove this mask and open our heart, just think, we just create a network where everybody is loving each other. We're starting to come to a point where we start to understand each other, where we learn how to walk on the earth in peace, when we realize that there is an abundance, and that abundance is here for us all to share in. I mean, there's no need for greed. There's no need for profit. There's no need for exploitation, because the creative power within us is unlimited. The creative power is there for us asking for it. So the more that we go inside, the more that we ask for it, the more we receive it. The more love we give, the more love we have to give. Just think how powerful you are. Just think what a powerful being you are, that when you start to shift your consciousness. And consciousness, like I said, with the conscious mind, that's your light. That's you turning on your light. So when you allow your light to turn on, when you allow your light to shine, you open yourself up to a whole new world. You bring your light to everybody you encounter, and them seeing your light shine gives people permission to shine their light, so that the more that we do this, the more inner peace we find, the more inner joy we find, the more understanding we find. Because the more that we understand each other, the more love that we have for each other, the more compassion, the more empathy. And I mean, when we start to use words like that, Number one, we realize that we're not alone. And number two, mm-hmm. we realize that we have the power to affect people's moods, to change people's moods, to uplift each and everybody. I mean, we have that power to uplift people by just coming forth with a good word, just coming forth with a positive word. When we allow this to uplift ourselves, just think how powerful it is. Think how joyous it is. Think how much inner peace that you have with yourself. When you start to walk in these truths, you then start to change your whole way of looking at life. You change your whole energy. You change your whole pattern. And you're letting everything in your life be directed by spirit. Because we are spiritual beings. We are all divine beings. The fact that we are all divine beings, we need to live that way. We need to stop all this nonsense and this foolishness and recognize the divinity in ourselves and then recognize the divinity in each and every one of us. I mean, this
is a given.
Michael,
let's go back a little bit. Let's go back a little bit. What is the soul? You said, you started off saying that we need to understand our soul. How do you do that, and what is the soul?
The soul is the innermost feeling of love. The soul is the thing that connects all of us together. So how do we understand the soul is when we stop looking and putting material measures on everything outside of ourselves and go within and find that spirit, find that light inside, and let that light that is within us direct us and take the actions so that we find the peace, so that we are expressing love, so that we are walking in this love, so that we are walking in light. We're all light bearers.
Mm-hmm.
So think about everyone you meet as a beacon, the beacon on the shore shining.
How did you become conscious of your soul? How did you say, oh, I need to find Michael's soul? What was your story? What brought you to this point?
Well, just going through different situations in life. I mean, it was partly, you know, just hanging out like a hippie when I was younger. It was in 2012. I had an accident and my leg was amputated. And so I found out that all this stuff that we think and deem are important, it's not important. Life is important. And what we do with life is so important. Now, here I am in the rehab center, my leg missing, and the social worker says to me, if I didn't know better, I'd swear you were playing a game, because I was in my joy. What could I do? This is it. This has already happened. So why should I be miserable? I just, you know, you just have to roll with the punches, accept what's going on, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't change me. It didn't change my heart. It limited some of the things I could do physically, but it didn't change who I was internally. It didn't change my divineness. It didn't change any of that. And when you come to the point of realizing that, then you realize that you have so much to give, so much life, light to bring, and that when we bring that light, we change people. Because just like the social worker said that to me, you know, I've been in situations and people said, we've just been watching what you're doing, because they can't believe that I'm still in my joy, that I'm still moving forward despite this tragedy that happened.
Wow. That just came automatic, or did you, you know, have to do some work, or you just knew no matter what, God is good? How did you come to that?
It came automatically, but let me tell you, I say automatically, but it's like being an overnight sensation. You're doing work on yourself for 20, 30 years, and then you're put into a situation, and thank God I was able to apply that. I was able to walk in peace. I was able to accept it, because that's the whole thing. We need to learn how to accept and allow things that have happened in our life. You know, we can't change certain things. I couldn't regrow a leg. I don't know how to do that yet. But nevertheless, I still had to live. I still had to get around. And you find ways. And you find ways and you talk to spirit. Because that's the only way. And then I'm not saying that it's always easy. It can be difficult. It can be challenging. But by the same token, I have life in me. And with my life, I can still touch people. I can still do a podcast and share energy with people. I can talk to people about healing themselves. I can talk to people about shifting their energy. I can talk to people and tell them all things will pass. All things will pass. So this is how it is in this moment, but it doesn't mean it's going to be this way forever. And so the more that you bring the light to your consciousness, the more you learn to accept whatever comes to your doorstep. I mean, everything that comes to your doorstep, you have to take responsibility for. You know, that's why I like Ho'oponopono.
I'm just going to ask you about Ho'oponopono, because that teaches us to be accountable. Let's talk about that. How did you come into the knowledge? How did you study? I know you said, I think I heard you study with Dr. Hulin Lakalakala.
Yes.
I know I said
his
last name incorrect.
Yep, I was taking a class, the release class, and it was about Lester Levinson and the method of releasing things. You know, everything gets down to a want, what you're lacking, the control, wanting that be in control, and the looking for love. So you learn how to release all those things because you inherently have all these things within yourself. So it's a matter of doing that. And I think from the release, I learned about Ho'oponopono, and I went down to Philadelphia. Dr. Hulin was the instructor. And what I really realized about Ho'oponopono is that you're talking to the divine. You're talking to that inner child. So that everything that comes up in your life, it's a situation where you can clear. So even with losing my leg, I had to clear myself. I had to let that go. I couldn't blame anybody. I just had to clear out this energy that came to me. And the more that you clear, the calmer and calmer that you become. I've met many people in my life, but Dr. Hulin was one of the most calm people I'd ever met. It was just an honor to be in his presence because he was so clear. And that's what we want in our lives. We want this clarity. We want the ability to see clearly, to understand, because that's so important. Because how many people have things happen to them, and whatever happened to them defines them for the rest of their life. They're miserable and they're stuck in that moment. They don't let it go, but they're always defining themselves as if that moment was the end-all, be-all, when it was just a stepping stone for you to learn from, to grow, and realize that you have an indomitable spirit that will bring you out of anything. And when you realize that, you really then start to walk in your power. You really realize how powerful you are. you realize that nothing can stop you, that the only thing that can stop you is yourself, your thoughts, and bringing negativity to yourself. But the more that you walk into that light, the more powerful you are. The more powerful you are to change.
Right. So let's talk about the clearing method. So when you went to study with Dr. Hulan, the clearing method was just those four phrases, or was there something else, a part of the phrases that helped to clear you?
It was just those four phrases. I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. The thing is, you know, we learned about going in and talking to child, the divine within us. And the more that we learn to clear, because you could spend your whole days just clearing, because anything that comes up in your life, any person that comes up in your life, anything that doesn't resonate with your heart, you have to clear. And you have to realize that what's not resonating in your heart is not coming from the other person, but it's coming from within you.
Mm.
There is something within you, and you're clearing up what's inside of you. It has nothing to do with anybody outside of you. They're just a mirror to show you what's going on in yourself. That's all that is. And the more that you come to an understanding of that, because Ho'oponopono is more than just saying, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, thank you. You're really talking to the divinity. You're talking to your inner child, so that you are starting to clear that up inside yourself. That's why I say when you start to practice Ho'oponopono, you could be clearing for days and days and days and days, because all the stuff that comes up, it's all inside of you. Anybody who comes to your doorstep, it's all inside of you. So the way that you look at what they're bringing, that's inside of you. It's not about them. So it's about you cleaning up that within yourself. It's about you allowing and taking responsibility, because it really is about taking responsibility for all that is going on within inside of you. There's no getting away from it. There's no pointing the finger. There's no blaming anybody else. It's all coming up inside of you.
So, Michael, do you need to take a little break to get some water?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good. I wanted to ask you about astrology. You said you studied astrology for over 35 years. How do you navigate astrology with the soul essence of your life?
Okay,
I don't know if that's, am I asking, you understand what I'm saying?
I can give you an answer. Let me just say this. Astrology was my first love. I mean, my astrology teacher, I learned so much. But through astrology, you understand what your purpose is. You understand, we look at astrology and we look at the planets. And the planets, there are seven planets. And then there are two lights. And when we start to realize that the sun and the moon are the two lights, that is the positioning of the consciousness. So there are 144 different signs that your consciousness can be in. So it's a great advantage of finding out where somebody's consciousness is at. Now let me say this, that there are many different degrees, and you have to take into consideration the different degrees. But just using the word consideration means with sideros. Sideros means with the stars. So the ancients used the stars to calculate so many things. And it's funny that when you still look at the calculations, how they figured out the movements of the stars, is still accurate to this day where the planets are positioned. You know, they found some modern planets, but the modern planets basically enhance the classic planets. So the more that you start to understand astrology, the more you start to understand yourself. Because when you start to understand your consciousness, when you understand what's driving you, and, you know, not to go into an astrology lesson, but when you look at your 10th house, you see what your destiny is, where you are going. And it's just a great advantage to know what your destiny is. You know, so you take all the guesswork.
Take the guesswork. So do you still consult on astrology?
Yes.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to get a consultation on astrology, how do they contact Michael Collins?
I would say email me, Ananda Michael, A-N-A-N-D-A-M-I-C-H-A-E-L, @gmail.com, and then we can go over the different packages and the different informations. And the thing that I need is I need your birth date, birth time, and birthplace. Those are the three things that are necessary. But astrology is a beautiful science. And the whole thing, just like with any science, the first science, the first law is don't harm, then health, help. And the reason why I say that is because you're working with people's psyche. So when you work with people's psyche, you have to be very delicate. You have to be very careful of the words you say, because people are so caught up in superstition and false knowledge that they don't really understand. But when they embrace it, it's a powerful tool to realizing yourself, realizing your desires, realizing your inclinations, your proclivities. So I've always thought it was a beautiful science. And it's also an art, because the interpretation, that's where the art comes in.
So you have a meditation CD called The Meditation of Ananda. What is Ananda?
Ananda is bliss, joy, bliss. And all I can say is I would recommend that CD for everybody to play, keep it going in your house, because it's all about letting go of all your non-love feelings. And it's wordsmith so that you hear the words love and non-love. It's all original music, and it's really about letting go. It's about letting the love that you're withholding to express that. I can tell you that I've done this in public a few times, and people come up to me saying, I've got to call my mother, I've got to call my father, I've got to call this one, that one, because they realize that they're withholding love. And how many people withhold love, you know, and they think they're punishing somebody, but they're actually punishing themselves? Because love is the greatest creative energy, the greatest flow of energy. So the more that we let that love out, the more that we let that flow out, the better we are, the more expressive we are, the more creative. The more creative we come, the more leaders we come, the more ideas come into our mind that can help change the planet and work for the betterment of mankind. So the more you express yourself, the better off it is for everybody around you.
You're also an author of a book called Ushering in the Golden Age, Elevate Your Consciousness. Let's talk about it. How did you come to write that book?
Well, it's about creating a love-based, heart-centered psychology. And the reason why I came up with the title is Notre Dame said that we're coming into the Golden Age. So, you know, it's time for us to have concepts where we can all learn how to live in peace, how we can all start to learn how to use our highest potential for the goodness and the well-being of the planet. And I mean, the more that we do this, the more that we understand love, the more that we understand forgiveness. You know, there's a line that has always stuck with me. After suffering so long, there is no forgiveness to ask. Because in the suffering, we are going, putting ourselves through the institutes that caused us to resolve the suffering. So the more that we do that, the more that we understand love, the more that we come from a love-based, heart-centered psychology, the more that we can communicate with people, the more that we can open up. And in the book, one of the pages that I most enjoyable is I've got a page called The Cousins of Love, which are all the synonyms of love. And I say, if you just change your vocabulary to using these words, you would change your life. You would change the way you see things. And that's what it's all about, us learning ways to bring out our light, learning our ways to become the light bearers that we are.
So I'm getting texts. People want you to repeat the name of the CD. How can they get the CD, and how can they get the book? That's what's coming in the chat room.
Okay. They can just email me again, and I will contact them. And then I can send it out to them. I'll sign the books for them, and I will get them out the CDs. And again, that
what's
email,
the email address?
Is Ananda, A-N-A-N-D-A, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, @gmail.com. That's A like
okay.
an apple, N like in Nancy, A like in apple, N like in Nancy, D like in David, A like in apple, M like in Mary, I like in Isaac, C like in Charlie, H like in Hillary,
Heart.
A in A-A-E-L @gmail.com.
All right. That's AnandaMichael@gmail.com. And the name of the CD is called Meditation of Ananda. Meditation of Ananda. And the name of the book is called Ushering in the Golden Age. Elevate Your
yes.
Consciousness. Yes. And this is,
yes.
And we're speaking with Michael Collins.
Yes, thank you. Yes,
yes,
I mean,
yes.
I mean, all I can say is the last person who got the meditation of Ananda, because I do a healing group called the Power of Eight, which is like setting intentions for healing. And the person said they've listened to a lot of meditations. They thought this was one of the best they've ever heard, because it just really goes into the heart of things. So it's
so you teach
well
tantra
worth,
too. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I've been through tantra training. That's what I mean. I've done a lot of different things. So tantra is really about the way
tantra?
People. It's a way you use your sexual energy and relating to relationships, creativity, and expressing that energy and that love energy and the sexual energy. I think, I know that these two are the most powerful energies, the love energy and the sex energy. So when we learn how to harness and use those and direct them, we have the ability to change our lives.
So when you use your love and your sex energy, that has the ability to change a life.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say, you know, if we're talking about manifesting and we talk about using your sexual energy to manifest, I would almost guarantee that you will manifest a lot quicker, that you will bring into fruition things because the energy is so powerful. And most people, you know, we're in 2019, and most people are living like it's 1690. You know, that we have these puritanical ideas, and these ideas keep us locked up, and we don't express ourselves. And when we really start to express ourselves and let that love energy flow, that's where we get our creativity. That's where we get our imagination. Mm-hmm. And our imagination with our consciousness is synonymous with God. If you've ever read any of the Neville Goddard books and you realize about consciousness and imagination, if you could mm-hmm. imagine using his sexual energy and applying it to what he's saying, could you imagine applying it to the assumption of the feeling of the wish fulfilled? And that's why even with Tantra, you're learning how to direct your energy. You're learning how to bring your energy up. And you're learning how to bring about the marriage between Shakti and Shiva, which is the male and female consciousness. So, again, it gets back to bringing those two forms of consciousness together, which I talked about in the beginning. So just think about how powerful that is, how you have the ability to use that energy to create. You know, sex is creation. So why not create, use it to create what you want to manifest? You know, why are we still living like it's 1619? You know, the Puritans got off the boat. They had all these repressive ideas, and we still let that be the core of what we're doing. It's time mm-hmm. for us to reexamine that and change and shift our energy and shift the paradigm.
Hmm.
You go
we got
to
a
India.
Question in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead. You go to India. I want to hear what you think.
Oh, that's it. If you go to India and you look on the temple walls, all you do is see figures of people making love. It's a whole different paradigm than what we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just think about it. When you start to use that energy to create, just think, it's creative energy. And now when you use it with the principles of manifestation, just think what you can bring about. You know, just think about how you walk in your power, how powerful you are, and how powerful your expression becomes. Because that's what it is in the end, is us learning how to live in that power, to express ourselves with the highest form of love, so that we find peace and we walk in the highest good for the planet. Why are we still doing things? I mean, I could get into a whole political thing where we talk about why are people making profits, and these profits are just exploiting people, exploiting the needs of people. We need to change our consciousness. We need to change the way that we look at things. But I mean, that would be a whole nother show. But I mean, it's something that people need to look at, that people need to take their head out of the sand and really start to look at that, you know. And all I'll say is we have an election coming up in 2020. Start to know the candidates now. See what they are about. See what their platforms are about, so that you can make wise decisions and find somebody who is in harmony with what you believe the way the world should go, the way the world should operate. I won't get into politics now. I'll just leave that.
Yeah, especially, you know. Well, we won't get into that. Michael, so the question on the table in the chat room is, what's an example of using your sexual energy? Do you have to have a partner? I thought that was a good question.
Well, if you don't have a partner, remember using that sexual energy is about loving yourself. And when you start to break down the walls that keep you from loving yourself, then you start to practice, just like you started the breathing, you started everything. But the more that you love yourself, the more that you, again, attract to yourself someone who will resonate with you, who resonates with your heart. Because how many times do you have a partner, but your heart's not there? So I believe it's better to take your time and find somebody and express what you truly want, as opposed to just settling. So, but in the interim, you can do the exercises, you can dance, you can move, you can do so many things. Tantra workshop, it's always stuck in my mind. There were 13 stations, and at each station, you know, one we would just learn how to hug, another we would dance, another would, you know, just serve tea, whatever. And you start to see the different phases of men and women. And when you start to allow that set to express themselves, then you start to open yourself up to a whole new experience. And that's what people want to do. They want to open themselves up to a loving experience. So the first thing is to start loving yourself and allow that expression of love to flow from you, out from you. And that expression of love is with your consciousness. As you increase your consciousness, you increase everything within yourself.
So is there a
love yourself.
She said, can you run us through a particular exercise?
Yeah, start breathing. Do breathing in and
breath
out.
Breath work.
Okay. So always remember the breath is the spirit. In Hawaii, you always use the word the breath for the inhalation and the exhalation. And the people who invaded Hawaii, they called them Halis, the ones without breath. So, I mean, it's so simple that you start doing your breathing exercise. You start doing your movement exercises. You start learning how to move your hips, how to stretch. So all these things you can start to do on your own. And then put yourself, go to classes, go to workshops. Like if you're interested in things, go to your library and hear a lecture. Start to meet people in different types of settings. Because when you start to do that, then you find people with your own interests. You know, you can go out, have a glass of tea. You can get to know somebody and understand them. You don't have to rush into it, because when you rush into something and you're not happy, you're not going to be happy. So take your time and find someone who resonates with what you are talking about and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you teach yoga and meditation as well right now, right?
Yeah, I used to yoga all the time. I went to Germany and with Kriya Yoga and went to Canada and learned Kriya Yoga, learned breathing, learned the movements. So I'm knowledgeable, so I can help direct people in yoga.
Oh, okay. So, welcome. Give us your website again so people can order your book and your meditation CD. They want to know your website again, not the website, the email.
Okay. It's Ananda, A-N-A-N-D-A, michael@gmail.com. Or you can reach me on my cell phone. Again, my texting is, I need to get that changed, or my SIMS card changed. That's why I'm giving the email. But if you want to speak to me, you can reach me at 516-456-8932. That's 516-456-8932, and we can do the same thing that we would do in email. I'll explain everything to you and go forward from there.
All right. Let's see if we have any more questions. If you have any questions, press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on teleconference. Michael, we have a question in the queue. How is cancer important to getting to know oneself, the soul essence of oneself? That was a good question, too.
Because through the movement, you get to know your body. You get to know yourself. You start to express yourself. And once you start to express yourself, that's a good thing, because the more that you know about yourself, the more understanding you have with yourself, the more clear you become with yourself, the better it is for you in meeting other people and relating with other people, because you know what you want. You don't have to play games. You don't have to, go through this and that. You're clear on what you want, and that's what we want. We want the clarity. That's why you do the Ho'oponopono, to get clear. You do all these different exercises so that you bring about clarity within your life.
So when it comes to tantric, now I'm not a tantric teacher, but I would just add that wouldn't tantra help raise the vibration to help manifest, because manifesting is mostly about the feelings, right?
Well, it's, again, tantra would bring about conscious sexuality. So when you start to become conscious of anything, you shift the paradigm. When you become conscious, then you can talk about it. How many people are with their partner? They've been with their partner for years, and they don't know what their partner likes, and the partner doesn't know what you like. Nobody ever talks about that. You know, they have what I call meat and potato sex, and there's a whole another expression that's waiting to be liberated. You know, it's a liberated fantasy, as George Duke said. You know, the more that you let yourself go, the more that you learn to express yourself, the more, and just realize this, the more creative you become, the more that you see things from different angles, the more you see things from a different perspective. Like the other day, I was listening to a show about buildings. And, you know, people were building things straight up. And they were building things straight up. And, they put the cross on the top. And now they're coming out with buildings in the shape of a donut, so that people can look through the window and see both sides of things. So, I mean, it's just like that. When you start to shift and change, instead of just going straight up, instead of using the old phallic, you start to use the circle. So, and that has so many implications, because, I mean, when you start to think about the divine feminine, the divine feminine is in a circle. So when we start to learn and these things, the more power we have, the more power we have to change and to understand. It's not always going to be the way that it is now. So when you talk about legacy, what we talk about a legacy today, in 10, 15 years, may be completely obsolete.
Here's another question in the queue. She said you talked about three different modalities, or maybe four. She said you talked about Ho'oponopono, astrology, tantra, meditation. She said, when you're looking to understand your soul, which one would you start with first?
I would start with astrology. That's my first love. But they're all good because Ho'oponopono is just clearing. You've got to dedicate yourself to doing that work because everything that comes up, every thought that comes in your mind, every way that you see somebody, you need to clear. And let me talk a little bit about meditation because we haven't done that. I do a program called HelloSync. And HelloSync basically is binaural beats, which helps to bring the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere together. So it's recreating neural pathways in the brain. And all I can do is tell you that, me personally, I haven't missed a day since September 14th. And within that time, there are things that have shifted. I've started a podcast. I've started a healing group. I started to put more things out. So, I mean, when you start to bring your left hemisphere and your right hemisphere together, it automatically changes the way that you do things. And it started off slow, but it's such a great healing tool. And, I mean, it's something, you know, you can look up on your own. It's called HoloSync. HOLNC. I'm not affiliated with the company. I've just used the product and I'm on the second level. So again, brain mapping and using your brain and bringing it into oneness to me is such an important thing. That's what we're trying to do. That's what Ho'oponopono's about. That's what, when you study the tribes and the indigenous tribes and the shaman, that's what they're doing. They're bringing that wholeness. They're going into the soul level. And wherever there's a split, they are working to bring that split together.
Wow. You know, I actually have the HoloSync collection. I got to pull it out. It's on CD. And I haven't used it in years.
What are you waiting for? Let me
I used to use it all the time.
I mean, let me tell you, when you start to use that, you start to change your mind. You start to change the patterning in your mind. You're starting to bring everything together, and you increase your level of awareness. I would pull that out the minute we got off the phone and start, and you have to do it every day. Just find yourself an hour and just listen to it, because when you're doing it, it's like you're doing 8 hours of meditation in that 1 hour. So I mean, I recommend it towards for anybody.
All right.
And it's affordable because they have different plans so that you don't have to pay it all at one shot. So you can get on the 6 month plan and just listen to it every day. Get up an hour earlier or listen to it before you go to sleep. And it's real powerful. It's really, really powerful.
So, okay, Gardenia. She wants to know, how do you spell HoloSync again? And can you repeat the name of your book?
Okay, it's HOLOSYNC, and the name of my book is Ushering in the Golden Age, Elevate Your Consciousness, by Michael Robin Collins.
All right, HoloSync. You're going to make me pull it out. I got to find, you know, I don't really have nothing to play CDs on anymore, too. So that's the other thing. That's why all the CDs are up.
Yeah, okay.
But you made me put out my HoloSync. I actually got it they was having a blues sale. You know, back in the day, he had something happened, flood, and he was letting go of all the stuff for a good price. So I got the whole collection.
Okay. Oh, man, you should be using that. And with the whole collection, after the first prologue, you can actually put your affirmations on the disc, and you listen to your affirmation silently. So you could create your own affirmations, and you don't even hear them, but they're affecting you. So it's very powerful. And that's after the first the awakening prologue. Yeah, if you got all the discs, I'd be calling HoloSync right away.
I gotta pull them out. Wow, you brought back so. I guess I'm getting lost from the question. The first thing which she should start with, you said was astrology, but you brought in meditation. So you thought she should do meditation after astrology.
Well, I would always do meditation. Because meditation is something that you can do continuously. You can do that on a daily basis. So I would start to meditate, because again, you want to change your brain pattern. You also want to increase your awareness, and you also want to increase your inner peace. Be still and know I am God. You can be still through meditation. You learn how to still the mind. You learn how to quiet the mind. So I always recommend meditation. It's hard to say which to come first. I'd say do them all. And experience them. See how you feel.
Wow. All right, well, Michael, we are way past the hour. What is the last thing you want to leave your listening audience?
Well, the last thing I want to leave them with is remember the power of love. Love is the greatest power that we have. And the more that you create a network with your love, the more that you will change your world. The more peace you'll find, the more inner peace you will find. And that's what it's all about, finding that inner peace, expressing that love, putting that love out. And remember, the most important thing is to start with loving yourself. Because from that loving yourself, everything else flows.
All right. There's no greater love. No greater revolution. Loving oneself. I love it.
Yeah.
Mike, it's been a pleasure having you and listening to you and learning from you. It seemed to have gone so fast. I looked up and we are already 7:20. I know it's 8:21 there. So I just want to say thank you again for coming. I want to let people know how to email you, call you. Can you give them that information again for those who may have came on a little late?
Okay. You can email me at Ananda, ANANDA MICHAEL@gmail.com, or you can call me at 516-456-8932.
All right, 456-8932. All right, Michael.
Yes.
It's been a blessing having you here this morning.
Well, Janine, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to speak and allowing me to share. I appreciate you and appreciate your show and appreciate your listeners. Thank you for sharing all the love and knowledge with me.
Yes, yes. All right, Michael, well, we're going to get ready and let each person get started with their day. We're going to thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey. And as always, I have to remind you that you are a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I want to remind you, family, to choose love. Love is the only choice. To remind you that don't just dream your God-sized dreams. Live your God-sized dreams. Remember, the power only works if you work it. It only works if you work it. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey with Janine Ann Ingram. And this is Michael Collins. Don't forget to give him a call. 516-56-8932. Is that correct?
456-8932.
Yeah, that's what I said. 516-456-8932. 516-456-8932. I think I said that. If I didn't. 516-456-8932. This is Michael Collins, AnandaMichael@gmail.com. And I learned a new word today, Ananda, meaning joy, bliss.
Yes, it's
and
a beautiful word.
What is Ananda, a Sanskrit word? I mean, where does Ananda come from?
Yes, it means joy, bliss. It means joy, bliss.
In what language?
Sanskrit.
Oh, Sanskrit. I was correct. So I got a new word,
yep.
Ananda. I'm living in Ananda life.
Yep.
All right, then. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you for tuning in again. This is Michael Collins. Don't forget, and his book is called Ushering in the Golden Age. Elevate your consciousness. And the CD is Meditation of Ananda, Meditation of Bliss. Yes, yes, yes. So make sure you give him a call. Make sure you get the book. Make sure you get the CD. I'm going to see about getting that CD myself and the book. Thank you, Michael. I want to remind you again, it only works if you work it. The power is in you to transform your life. This is Jill Scott. Have a lovely day, family.
You are now listening to Just Before Dawn, Jill Scott, from the Vault, Volume 1.